Understand the basic world, main characters, comedy style, and serious side of Gintama in simple A2 English. Warm up. Do you like anime that is funny, serious, or both? What kind of hero do you usually like? Do you know any stories that mix old Japan with science fiction? Gintama is a very famous Japanese manga and anime. At first, it looks like a funny samurai story, but it is not a normal samurai story. It has samurai, aliens, strange jobs, fighting, jokes, and sometimes very serious moments. The story happens in Edo, an old-style Japanese city, but in this world, aliens came to Earth and changed Japan. Because of this, old Japanese streets and futuristic machines exist together. You can see samurai swords, spaceships, robots, and vending machines in the same world. The main character is Sakata Gintoki. He has silver hair, carries a wooden sword, and often looks lazy. He likes sweets, manga, and doing nothing. He does not look like a serious hero, but Gintoki is actually very strong. In the past, he was a powerful fighter in a war. People called him Shiroyasha, or White Demon. This name shows that he was feared on the battlefield. However, in the present story, he usually works at a small job shop called Yorizuya. This contrast makes Gintoki interesting. He can be silly and lazy, but when his friends are in danger, he becomes serious. He is not perfect, but he has a strong heart. Gintoki runs Yorizuya with two important friends, Shinpachi and Kagura. Yorizuya means they do many different small jobs. Sometimes they help people, sometimes they get into trouble, sometimes the job becomes much bigger than they expected. Shinpachi is the normal one in the group. He often reacts to the crazy things around him. He is not as strong as Gintoki or Kagura, but he is kind and tries hard. Kagura is a young girl from a powerful alien race called the Yato. She is very strong, very funny, and often acts like a hungry child. Together, they feel like a strange family. They fight, joke, complain, and help each other. This is one reason many fans love Gintama. The characters are funny, but their relationships feel warm. A big part of Gintama is comedy. The show makes jokes about anime, manga, TV, history, daily life, and even itself. Sometimes the characters know they are in an anime. They may talk about the opening song, the animation budget, or the story being too strange. This kind of comedy is very playful. It breaks the normal rules of storytelling. For example, a serious fight can suddenly become a stupid joke. A normal conversation can become a crazy argument. A small problem can become a huge disaster. Because of this, Gintama can feel very random at first. But the randomness is part of its style. It wants the audience to relax, laugh, and enjoy the strange energy of the characters. Even though Gintama is very funny, it also has serious stories. Some parts are about friendship, war, death, regret, and protecting people. These stories can be emotional because the audience already knows the characters from funny episodes. When a normally funny character becomes serious, it feels powerful. We understand that the character is not only a joke character, the character has pain, memories, and important people to protect. This balance is one of the strongest parts of Gintama. It can make people laugh for many episodes and then suddenly make them feel sad or excited. The comedy makes the serious moments stronger because the characters already feel close to us. The world of Gintama mixes Japanese history with science fiction. In real history, samurai lost power when Japan changed and became more modern. In Gintama, this change happens because aliens came to Earth. This idea is funny, but it also helps the story. Many samurai feel lost because their old way of life is disappearing. Gintoki is one of these people. He lives in a changed world, but he still keeps his own values. So Gintama is not only about jokes. It also asks a question. What do you do when the world changes around you? Do you give up? Do you fight everything? Or do you find your own way to live? People like Gintama because it has many different feelings. It can be stupid, funny, cool, sad, exciting, and meaningful. The characters are not perfect heroes. They are strange people with problems, bad habits, and strong feelings. Gintoki is especially popular because he feels human. He is lazy and often unserious, but he protects people when it matters. He does not always say beautiful words, but his actions show what he believes. For many fans, Gintama feels like spending time with old friends. The story is not only about winning battles. It is about laughing together, surviving difficult times, and protecting the people close to you. Gintama is difficult to explain in one simple sentence. It is a samurai story, an alien story, a comedy, an action anime, and sometimes a serious drama. But maybe the best explanation is this. Gintama is a story about strange people trying to live in a strange world. They do not always act cool. They make mistakes, they waste time, they fight about stupid things. But when something important happens, they stand up for their friends. That is why Gintama is special. It teaches us that even silly people can have strong hearts. Question 1. Why is the world of Gintama strange? Answer 1. It is strange because old Japanese samurai life and futuristic alien technology exist together. Discussion 1. Which sounds more interesting, samurai in space or aliens in old Japan? Question 2. Why is Gintoki more serious than he first looks? Answer 2. He was a powerful fighter in the past, and he becomes serious when his friends are in danger. Discussion 2. Do you think Gintoki is cool, funny, or both? Question 3. What kind of work does Yorizuya do? Answer 3. Yorizuya does many different small jobs, and the jobs often become strange or difficult. Discussion 3. Would you like to work at Yorizuya? Why or why not? Question 4. What kind of things does Gintama make jokes about? Answer 4. It makes jokes about anime, manga, TV, history, daily life, and itself. Discussion 4. Do you like stories that mix comedy and serious moments? Question 5. Why can the serious moments in Gintama feel powerful? Answer 5. They feel powerful because the audience already knows and likes the characters from funny episodes. Discussion 5. What is better, a perfect hero or a funny hero with problems? Question 6. Why do some samurai feel lost in the world of Gintama? Answer 6. They feel lost because aliens changed Japan, and the old samurai way of life is disappearing. Discussion 6. If aliens came to Japan, what do you think would change first? Question 7. Why does Gintoki feel human to many fans? Answer 7. He feels human because he has bad habits and funny sides, but he still protects people when it matters. Discussion 7. Why do you think people like characters who look lazy but are secretly strong? Question 8. What makes Gintama special? Answer 8. It is special because silly, strange characters can still have strong hearts and protect their friends. Discussion 8. If you had a wooden sword like Gintoki, what would you call it? Final speaking. Which part of Gintama sounds most interesting to you? The characters, the jokes, the strange world, or the serious stories? Final speaking. Would you recommend Gintama to a friend who does not usually watch anime? Why or why not? Gintama is useful for English study because it is easy to talk about feelings, character contrast, and story style. A learner can say simple opinions like, he is funny, the world is strange, or the serious moments are strong. The most important idea is contrast. Gintoki looks lazy, but he is strong. The world looks old, but it has aliens and machines. The story looks silly, but it can become emotional. This contrast makes the anime fun to discuss.